Negroni Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney. Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Roney, and I have been digging around in the archives of interviews that I've recorded over the last number of years, and I found a great one. This is when I was in Florida at the MGM Studios, and for those of you who listened to Roney's on Radio stuff before, it was when I recorded the MGM Studios Star Wars Weekends, the talk show show. And this was right after that. So I had a chance to sit down and talk to Tony G. And he does a great podcast called Echo 3 to Echo 7. And actually, if you really want to geek out, we recorded his show right after this. So, I mean, if you're a fan of all the shows, you'll get the full chronology here. But anyhow, this is a chance I had to sit down with him and talk about all kinds of different things. So, sorry about the background noise, but I think it's a great interview anyway. And here it is, Roney's Own Radio, number 101, and we're going to present an interview with Tony G. This is part one, and we will give you part two next time. So enjoy.
When did you discover the whole Star Wars Fan Wars tribe?
I actually had heard about it a few years ago, and I had breezed through it, and I looked at it, and I said, you know, that looks like something I'd want to be part of. I'd like to. And I, for some reason, I saw your stuff even before that. Mm. I'm not even sure through where, maybe through Force.net or something. But I know that I was aware of its existence for some time, and I always thought that'd be fun to do someday, but never had the opportunity. And out of nowhere, Nathan Butler actually called me, contacted me, I should say, and suggested that I look into it, and I signed up that one.
Cool. Yeah, you guys were different because it was I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but you guys were fans from the old days.
Yeah.
And a lot of the shows are fans of the prequels, maybe a little bit before, but normally it's kind of like now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And well, we're kind of fans of all of it, to be honest, but mostly from the old days because that's the one we grew up with.
Right.
And spent most of our time with, I would guess.
Well, I think it's good that somebody can talk about the old days, you know, when you had to stand in a line and the movie showed for a year. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to see movies now. Unless you see it the first weekend or third,
it's
you're
gone.
Done.
Yeah, it's true. It's
now,
true.
Things
come back in those days. Actually, I noticed this the last time I was watching on TV, they were showing the movie Splash with Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah. They're walking down the street on Broadway, and if you look behind them, you see that Raiders of the Lost Ark is playing. Mm. Now, this movie was made in 1983, maybe, and meanwhile, Raiders came out in 81,
right.
And it had been running that entire time at that one theater, so that's an example of it there.
Now, I was a member of Star Wars Fan Club, and I got Bantha tracks and stuff, and I mentioned this before, I think it was in Nathan's interview, but it was really cool that they kind of sent little notices about things like Raiders of the Lost Ark was coming out. I hadn't heard much about it, but then I remember getting the fold-out for it, and I was looking, and they had a picture of the set and everything, and I went, huh.
And the poster, and letting you know that Harrison was in it. Do you still have any of those?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I do, too. I found them the other day.
Mm-hmm. I have, when I first went to college, Revenge of the Jedi from Variety was on the wall of the communications department. I'm a radio TV comm major. And I looked at it and I went, I want that.
Uh-huh.
And they're like that? I go, that. Because that's rare. And what it has, you know, pinholes in this, I don't care.
Right.
So I still have it. But, yeah. So, I mean, from what you were saying with Mark, it was kind of different being a fan on the New York side
Right.
Because we did, you guys didn't have a lot of conventions rolling through.
Not at all. In fact, the conventions that were there were Star Trek fans conventions. And even I found the other day a flyer for what was supposed to be a Star Wars / Star Trek 20-year, was that the right year? Maybe 10-year, the first 10-year convention. Yet I remember we went to it, and the only person from Star Wars that was there was Peter Mayhew, and everybody else was all Star Trek guests, and it was a little tiny corner somewhere. And that was the first time in all that time that we even had any kind of connection with it at all. Why, did they have more in Washington?
Yeah.
Really?
I went to college in Costa Mesa, which is kind of like right there. And there was a World Science Fiction Convention in Anaheim, which was like big. And I went there. There was Richard Marquand, Carrie Fisher.
Oh, wow.
Sid Gannis, who was the president of Lucasfilm, went on to be the president of Paramount. And then, actually, Motion Picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Motion Picture Academy.
Huge. Right.
Do you want to laugh, actually, that you said that relating to my job? I won't say specifically what I do, but someone from his office had called, and I got the call. And they're saying, oh, yeah, well, the name is Sid Gannis. I said, Sid Gannis? I said, are you a movie producer? Is this the movie producer? And the lady got all huffy with me. She said, how do you know? I said, well, I'm a Star Wars fan. How would I not know? And I don't remember where it went from there, but kind of odd.
Actually, Frank Marshall was there as well.
Okay.
During that whole thing, and it was like stories about Return.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, because it was right after. It was right before Return was released, and they had pre-production art for Back to the Future and stuff like that. But they told a story about the sandstorm scene.
Oh, the one that was cut.
And I'll never forget. Carrie Fisher was. You know, look, love the woman. She looks great in a brass bra, but she's short.
Yeah.
I said that in Phantom Menace. I still mean it now. Mm-hmm. When she got up there, I was shocked. You know, I mean, the angle, I don't know about angles standing on boxes and all that, but I was like blown away. But that was right after she married Paul Simon.
Right.
And they were, because it had just started having some hiccups in their marriage.
Right.
And they were really hounding her about questions, and so I think Marquand or somebody goes, we're not going to handle those questions right now.
Yeah.
So, but it's very interesting, and I didn't realize that Richard Marquand had died.
Right.
So it was kind of eerie that I had actually seen him. You know.
In there.
And they showed a really funny a blooper reel of scenes of. Temple of Doom and different things, and they were making inference like the Shankara stones were elephant, dropping tin.
Yeah.
And it was just funny, and it was kind of like they were really having a good time, but I think they realized that they were going to a dark time when there's nothing going to be coming out, so it was kind of like a last hurrah.
Right.
So,
and it was, I mean, 16 years is a long time to wait. That's a whole lifetime.
Well, I just think, I don't know. I hope they pull something out of the hat. But,
with continuing?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to.
That's a dead subject. I'll let the 15,000 other podcasts talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that. But did you watch The Legacy of the Force Revealed?
Not that all history. Of it, yeah. The History Channel thing?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the whole thing yet. I was busy the week that it came out. I think I was coming back from Celebration. And I really haven't had a chance. It's been kind of hectic for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In fact,
are you a DVR guy?
What's that?
Are you a DVR guy?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I do have a DVR.
Good.
All right. I think it's interesting that we were able to meet up like this, like, what is it, exactly a month later, or almost a month later?
True.
Because it was just a matter of timing. I had to be in town this weekend, and with the Star Wars weekends going on, I said, well, I might as well go to the park, because it's happening there. So.
Well, all right, let's kind of think outside the box.
Okay.
Star Wars is done.
Uh-huh.
You know.
No, it's done. It's been 2 years.
What next? What are we? What are we as creative people with this whole podcasting, vidcasting thing? What are we gonna do?
Well, you know what I find interesting, if you think about it, a lot of these shows, I mean, I know yours have gone on longer, but a lot of this really started up after the last movie.
Okay.
And if it were completely, I mean, the movies might be done, but I think the fandom is still evident and still somehow festering enough to keep this going somehow. I was here yesterday and looking at the kids and the excitement in people anywhere from 10 years to 20 years, 30 years younger than me walking around is evident. I mean, you can hear it right now with those little kids being little Padawans. It'll be on. It'll be forever.
Yeah.
You know, it'll go on. I mean, I don't know if I can follow it that long. I mean, obviously, wherever I can, if I can follow it, I'd be more than thrilled to do so. But
I guess what I mean is,
yeah.
Okay, we really have... some massively huge tools at our disposal.
Okay? Right, okay.
We have the internet.
Okay.
We have podcasting. We could go live anywhere. We can interview anybody on the phone.
Right.
We can have cameras. We could live hookups now, Ustream,
yeah.
Whatever we want to do.
Right.
Okay. I mean, do we take it farther now? That's kind of what I'm saying is...
Take the fandom farther, you mean, or...?
Whatever. I am sick to death. If another show comes out and says, we're going to review our favorite... Or we're going to review the trilogies, I'm going to die. I don't want another review. I don't want to hear...
This.
You know my favorite one? I don't want to hear that anymore.
The good thing is that with podcasters, you can kind of pick and choose those, though. You can pick the ones you want to hear, and the ones you don't want to hear, you can fast forward that as well. I think it's good to have as many different points of view on that as possible. But I know what you're saying. I know that people aren't taking it into new realms yet.
Well, I think it's interesting. We're actually planning a show right now that doesn't pit against, but it puts... a Star Wars fan next to a religious believer person.
Okay.
And how both express their love or, in the case of Star Wars, their fandom of a certain belief, film, whatever. And the similarities between the two.
I was going to ask, do those cross over at all? Do they,
Let's find out.
Yeah.
But see, that's kind of what I'm saying, is to kind of pull the Star Wars theme
right.
into reality,
sure.
into a real discussion of themes. You know, I had a great time doing the show I did about the themes.
Right.
Pulling it into a whole nother arena. That's where I think things really get interesting.
Everything costs money, and we want to offer this to you. It's a support page, support.ronyzone.com. There's two ways that we would ask that you would help support us. One is just a PayPal link, and you can donate any amount you'd like through PayPal. The other way is to buy products from our other links to affiliates that we offer on that page as well. We really appreciate it. Everything costs money, and we want to continue to keep these shows free, so we offer this to you. Please visit our support.ronyzone.com. page to help support us. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. You are listening to Rony Zone Radio.
Pulling it into a whole nother arena. That's where I think things really get interesting.
Right.
I don't want to battle. I don't want to fight. I don't want a Star Wars fan to say, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. No.
Right.
It's none of that. It's just there are similarities between the two.
There are. Yeah.
So, you know, we're also planning a show about, does a woman in a slave Leia costume demean women? So, again, that's taking the themes in the films and kind of pulling out and saying, but what can we talk about it in a realistic sense?
Well, I know what you mean, because when I sent home the pictures of that I took from Celebration, I had one or two of the slave Leias in there. And my girlfriend said, why'd you take pictures of that slut?
Right.
You know, that was the first question.
Okay. And that's how she felt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's not a Star Wars fan, so she didn't really put the connection that that's why she's dressed like that.
Mm-hmm. So what the way the whole thing came about is I got on a rant a few shows ago, and I just let this person have it, but I will not mention names. I put up the Slave Leia video that I took to Celebration 3. This woman posted reply messages and came slightly unglued at me. Said, "You're making her a sex object. How could you do that? How could you demean women like that? You know, showing her butt twice. What's wrong with you? You know, blah, blah, blah." And I sent messages to her through friends. Have her contact me. If you want me, if she wants me to take that down, I'll take it down right now.
Right.
You let me know and I'll do it. I haven't heard nothing. As a matter of fact, supposedly I got an email address of her. I sent her an email. I said, "We're going to do a show. I would love to have you on the show to comment about the video, you know, to answer the question, do you want me to keep it up? You know, among other questions." I haven't heard anything back.
Right.
I think she doesn't want to get involved in that type of discussion.
Sure.
I don't blame her, but, you know, that's where my show is, in that type of discussion with the possibility of some emotion involved.
Right.
And so that's kind of what I'm saying is, and maybe I'm only looking at it from my point of view, but I just think we could do more than what we've done. And that's why I like what you guys are doing, because you guys are chronicling fandom back in the 80s.
Right, right.
A lot of these guys weren't born, didn't know.
Some people may not have even noticed what was going on, to be honest.
Right, right. So, anyway.
I'd like to somehow, my ultimate goal with this, in a way, is I've looked at it. I once kept a blog right around that same time as a podcast of just remembering what happened throughout those 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year, such and such happened, led us to this, and such and such. And I'm almost thinking that it'd be an interesting book at some point. That's what I really think. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. And, you know what's funny? The funniest things are said, and I think people don't even realize really what they're saying. It's just funny. During the Star Wars podcast, right before we rolled, we were talking about Chris Moth.
Okay.
And a couple of comments from people were saying, "Well, he's just been on every show." Well, if you're doing a movie,
exactly,
wouldn't you do the same thing?
You have a movie to produce, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You know, and you agreed? You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just people don't think when they make those kind of comments.
Right.
You know, so anyway, it's just, it's funny. But, I mean, that's what's great about doing those types of films, doing a blog, doing a book, or doing a podcast. You're somehow memorializing,
trying to capture
a moment
that
in time.
Yeah.
You know, just like you said, my fandom sticks in my mind in California.
Uh-huh.
What was it like in New York? What was it like in Canada? What was
right.
it like in
exactly.
Mexico? What was
exactly.
it like in Australia?
Right.
You know? So I think that's interesting. You know, and a lot of podcasting comes out of America, I think. Now, sure, there are others, you know, that come from Denmark and, you know, Canada. And,
even
and
the UK. That's
not UK. But I'm just, you know, I think everybody should get in the game.
Yeah.
You know. So,
One of the most interesting things that I think that podcasting has led to is just being able to meet the different kinds of people. I mean, like, here I am meeting you. I mean, I would never have even thought I'd meet somebody from, say, California in the middle of Disney World talking about this at all.
Right.
And that's due to the show, you know what I mean? Or even when I was online over at Celebration, I was actually supposed to meet up with Chris, but I didn't see him. I saw these other people wearing a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned around to speak to them, and it turned out they were from the Netherlands, and they've been on the trip with them, and
mm-hmm.
totally fascinating. I mean,
wow.
Never would have thought any of that would get together.
Yeah, I just, I do like the whole camaraderie aspect of it. I have a little tough time with the commercialization of it. I know money drives the machine that continues.
Yeah.
I get that.
Right.
You know. But when the Star Wars spectacular things at Comic-Con become a sales tool,
mm-hmm.
for THX 1138, collector's DVD, that kind of a thing, I'm like, what does Mercenaries, the video game, have to do with Star Wars?
Right, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, I don't know. I but anyway.
Ultimately, it does come down. It's always been, like, the old joke has been about merchandising for this movie. I mean, they're interconnected.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I hope you guys always kind of never feel constrained by your show idea. That you always kind of think, okay, let's do something different.
I'd like to. I always like to do different things. I think we're getting to that point where we've already stopped. We've remembered as much as we can, and now we've got to see where we're going to branch out from. You know, I like hearing other people's recollections of that time. And I don't know. I'd like to think more about where to go with it from this point.
Now, you're pretty close to Mark, or are you guys pretty far?
We're far distance-wise. He lives about an hour and a half away from me now, so it's difficult to get together physically to record something. So we'll either do it by phone, or if I'm visiting over there, or if he's visiting, we'll do it that way.
Now, so most of the time you guys do a phone conference call thing, or?
It had been. It had been for a while, mostly phone, and then occasionally through visits, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because it kind of, the idea originally, even the title came from the fact that we used to call each other all the time. So.
Okay.
But I can't believe that 30 years later we're still talking about this. I mean, even off the air, we still, he'll call me and tell me, oh, I bought such and such at Target today.
Hmm.
And it's gone on to his daughter, too, who's crazy about it as he is.
Well, and that's what's interesting, too, is that the whole passing it down.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of that in the park here. I see a lot of parents with their kids. Mm-hmm. And I love watching the sparkle in their eyes when they get these lightsabers of magic. They just love it. They love seeing the characters. They probably know their names more than I do. Mm-hmm. The Jedi people, but I think it's great.
Well, I don't know if you had a chance to see that MTV special about Star Wars fans ruling the world or something.
Oh, I think I did. Yeah,
it was the Comic Con when the father took his son.
Yes, I did. I did see that.
You know,
that was touching.
That's something that I would have loved to have been a part of.
Yeah,
because that really is what my show is that we'll talk about something and then we'll hit on a true emotional moment,
right?
Whether it's angry or whether it's touching, whatever. I mean, that's just, when I saw that special, I went, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you didn't know it was coming.
Exactly.
And that guy in the back, I'm like, well, right. I wish my father was like this with me. It was like, oh my god.
Yeah,
god. So that's what I like is there's been a number of interviews that I've done where things just happen.
Mm-hmm.
You just never planned on it, and it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of that to me is the fun thing about it. I mean, it's one thing to sit and talk about Star Trek or Star Wars, what's better? Okay, but that's you know, I'm breaking every rule in the rule book.
There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
I'm Jack Ward.
And I'm Shannon Hilche.
Please join us in the Sonic Society as we delve into the very best new audio cinema the world has to offer.
Each week, we showcase a new audio drama that you may not have heard of, made by a growing group of new radio play enthusiasts.
We also offer interviews, tips on audio works, and a continuing serial.
So if you love full cast stories, and who doesn't, please join us each week at the Sonic Society.
You can find us at sonicsociety.org or at any of the major directories like the Podcast Pickle or iTunes. Join us, won't you?
And when you come, bring a friend.
The future. A world where the quest for truth has ended. Although some of us are trying to keep it alive.
Hey, Rand, do you think Vincent's okay?
He's become more tense and distant every day since Isaiah died.
I'll make sure we get back on track, even if I gotta save everybody from themselves.
We've got our share of enemies.
Hey, you can't come here!
Intruder, take him down!
Rand, what is that thing?
Look out!
Surprise!
We're looking for others to join us.
What's with the blue robes? These guys wizards or something?
Zantafi are powerful weavers of miracles.
We thought we'd found some allies.
Encircle them, brother.
They cannot return with us to the village.
And we must purify this place of their stain.
We were wrong.
Ready, brothers. Let's begin.
Burn, ungodly filth!
What do you want?
To make you ours or to make you despair?
Spirit Blade Productions presents...
Do you have any idea how much I will make you suffer? The horrific agony that I will inflict...
Spirit Blade, Dark Ritual.
Hell will be a refuge for you when I'm finished.
For more information, visit spiritblade.net.
Thanks for listening to Roni's on Radio number 101 and part one of our interview with Tony G. And we will bring part two to you next time. Thank you for listening to Roni's on Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thank you very much and see you next time on Roney's Own Radio.